We come to the close of our Easter season this weekend as we celebrate Pentecost. And in Pentecost, we celebrate primarily two things. We celebrate the birth of the church as we know it, and we also celebrate the individual receiving of the Holy Spirit in our lives, most notably in that sacrament of confirmation. And today I'd like to focus on this second celebration, this individual receiving of the Holy Spirit. Because our readings today provide a beautiful image to us on what the Holy Spirit helps us to do in our life. But first we can look at also the relationship that Jesus himself has with the Holy Spirit, because they actually work together for us, and we see this played out in the gospel. And so we must start there. In the gospel, we encounter the disciples and they're hiding in this room with the doors locked. And we hear that they're doing this because they are afraid. Jesus then appears in their midst and says, "Peace be with you." And in this, we see one of the primary ways that Jesus operates in our life. That Jesus comes to us when we have tried to lock and hide ourselves out away from the world. Jesus precisely comes to us when we are afraid and when we are trying to hide. And when he comes to us in that place, he shows and ensures us that while we have tried to isolate ourselves by hiding and locking the door, no locked door can prevent him from coming to us. And so we see in this that Jesus often works in our life in this outward to inward action, that he is always seeking to enter ever more deeply into our hearts, one locked door at a time. He wants to meet us in those rooms where we are afraid, where we are hiding, and where we feel unloved. And he enters into those rooms, stands before us, and says, "Peace be with you." He brings peace in the very rooms that we are afraid and hiding in. But then as we hear, he does one more thing. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And now we see an interesting shift. We can look at our disciples in the first reading. For we see the disciples, who were just hiding behind locked doors out of fear, now go out of those same doors and boldly proclaim the gospel. And in this, we see how the Holy Spirit then works in our life. That the Holy Spirit helps us from within ourselves, from inside. And the Holy Spirit helps us to unlock and go out of those rooms in which we have been hiding in, afraid. And so you see, the Holy Spirit creates an inward to an outward action. The Holy Spirit helps and empowers us to leave those inner rooms and go out into the world. And so notice the beautiful insight this provides in how Jesus and the Holy Spirit work together with one another. At first, Jesus comes to us from the outside when we are too afraid to go out. He bypasses any doors that we have locked, and he meets us in those rooms we are hiding in. He doesn't reprimand us or tell us to stop hiding and to get out there, but he comes to where we are and he gives us peace, whatever it is we are afraid and hiding from. But then he gives us the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit who empowers and strengthens us to now, with our own accord and freedom, to have the courage to unlock those doors from the inside and to leave them behind. And so we see this beautiful relationship that Jesus and the Holy Spirit has. Jesus constantly seeks to move ever more deeply into our hearts, and the Holy Spirit seeks to move our hearts to be ever shared more fully with those around us and the outside world. Now, what does this look like maybe practically in our life? Well, let's use the example that Jesus gives in the gospel. Whose sins that you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you retain are retained. As we know, forgiving someone is one of the hardest things that we can do. We have to forgive a hurt that someone else has caused to us. We can find ourselves, very much like the disciples, locking ourselves in a room, harboring hurt, anger, and resentment toward the one who hurt us. And so now, if that's the situation that's played out, this role that Jesus and the Holy Spirit play then. First, Jesus comes to us from the outside. He bypasses the locked doors, and he simply makes himself present to us. He brings peace to us in the midst of that hurt we are experiencing. He acknowledges we have been hurt, and he even shows the wounds of the ways that he has been hurt as well. And then he offers us that blessed peace. He then gives us the Holy Spirit, who helps us to courageously unlock these doors of mercy and forgiveness that we have been hiding in, and then to bring that mercy and forgiveness to the very one who hurt us. This is how, practically speaking, Pentecost still personally occurs for us today. When the Holy Spirit moves us to unlock the doors of mercy, forgiveness, and love, to unlock the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, and not hide these gifts behind locked doors, but to truly share them with the outside world, even a world that hurts us. This is truly the power of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the grace and courage to unbolt those locks that are placed upon our heart, to open its doors, so that the flame of the Holy Spirit may set the world on fire with the love of the risen and ascended Christ. And so as we end this Easter season, we can ask ourselves, which door is the Holy Spirit asking us to unlock? In this way, then, Pentecost is not just a story that we hear about 2,000 years ago, but continues this very day, and with every person that we encounter. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth.